Hello there, Swala Ladipo here, Mind Body Breakthrough Psychotherapist. The question today is, what is anxiety? Anxiety is your ancient defense mechanism. Anxiety, my ancient defense mechanism. In other words, anxiety is actually your friend. Do you know that if you have no capacity to activate your anxiety mechanism, your survival mechanism, you will not be able to survive long? Absolutely, yes. Anxiety fulfills an adaptive functionality within us. It helps us to modify our behaviors, to change our plans, to retract, to fight, to flee, to do whatever it takes to ensure that we increase our possibility for survival. Now, that the word anxiety, as we understand it, is a feeling, is a sensation that comes with a whole bunch of unpleasant physical symptoms. And because of those symptoms, people think anxiety is against you. But those symptoms are as a result of the mobilization of the anxiety energy that we call the stress chemicals, such as cortisol, such as adrenaline, and we have a whole bunch of other stress chemicals that will come as a result of you activating your anxiety pathway. But the purpose of that is to be able to give you enough strength, enough resilience, chemical resilience, neurological resilience, and visceral resilience to be able to cope with the problems that you face. And usually, your anxiety center is extremely adaptive and very sensitive to the environment. Once your environment starts to get better, you should expect your healing energy, your parasympathetic, to be activated. Now, here is what problem lies. If you've been overly exposed to anxiety, you've over-mobilized your anxiety center. Your brain might have been reshaped, rewired to capture a state of constant hyperarousal and hypersensitivity as a natural state for you. So it becomes ingrained, it becomes a habit. Even if everything's fine in your environment, you still feel anxious. And that is when we have issues. Now, you need to re-nurture your nervous system that has now been conditioned for hyperarousal, hypervigilance, hypersensitivity. How do you do that? Send a whole bunch of cues of safety. That is why we love mindfulness, we love meditation. That's why we love activities. The bottom-up approach system that moves the body in a positive and relaxing way that sends signals to your visceral state, to your nervous system, that you are no longer in danger. So constant meditation, constant regular exercise, especially nature exercise, walking is one of the very best. We actually say to our clients, our workshop attendees, walk in nature at least 30 minutes, between 30 to 60 minutes every day, and practice mindfulness as you go along. Very powerful. Try that. Anxiety, your ancient defense mechanism, is there to help you, but if it's overly deployed, it can become ingrained and you start to have exaggerated bodily anxiety symptoms. And what I learned if you like this, subscribe to our channel so that you can get the little tips on mental health, different subjects, different topics. And I will see you next time. Bye-bye.